Museums are increasingly using technology to expand their reach. In Focus on Technology, a small museum in Indiana hopes to be the national model. This is 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. The Benjamin Harrison Presidential Site in Indianapolis is the former home of the 23rd president, who has roots in Greater Cincinnati. According to the museum's president and CEO, Charlie Hyde, not many people know much about him.
He did serve out his full 4 years. It was his grandfather, William Henry Harrison, that died a month into office. But for Benjamin Harrison, he made the most of those 4 years. So he was a strong advocate for African-American voting rights. He called for and signed the Forest Reserve Act. He called for and signed the Sherman Antitrust Act. He was an advocate for a two-ocean navy for national defense.
And other things he called for, the flag to be flown in front of public buildings and for people to say the Pledge of Allegiance. The site has thousands of visitors every year, but Hyde tried to think how the museum's collection could be shared more broadly. The idea was to make it available for free through 3D printing.
We saw a model of success that we wanted to explore and to really better understand how we could literally put it into the hands of visitors, not just coming to the museum, but globally.
The Benjamin Harrison Presidential Site partnered with Indiana University, Purdue University, IUPUI, and 3D scanning companies to open the entire collection to the public without paywalls. Hyde said one group benefiting is school kids. At the WVXU studios, Hyde showed off a 2-foot statue of the 23rd president that was printed in multiple pieces and held together with magnets. The museum has scanned 500 of its 10,000-piece collection so far.
Well, let's see. Some of my favorites. There's a what's called the Centennial Cane. So it's this marvelous folk art piece given to Benjamin Harrison as Centennial President. It has the faces of all the presidents from Washington to Benjamin Harrison carved into it. And it's actually one of the favorites of school children. We have over 18,000 school children that visit the museum each year. And it's one of their favorites because there are misspellings on it. So instead of President Madison, you have President Manderson. And there are other typos in there. And I think there's a secret school child glee in seeing other people make mistakes. We also have marvelous things like it's called the horn chair. It's this piece of, I don't know what else to call it other than like presidential bling.
The chair is made from Texan longhorns with an exotic fur seat and diamonds that spell out President Harrison's name. There's also a model of the hilt on Harrison's Civil War sword and his Indiana Italian at home.
You know, it's something that as we first approached our potential partners around this project, was not being done by museums at all. And so as we were working through this and trying to identify resources to be able to move forward and technology to be able to do it in a manageable way, recognizing these files potentially could be very large and difficult for people to load on their computers, we've optimized them so that they're very easy to load and to manage.
The world's largest museum, the Smithsonian, is now making its collection available to the public via 3D, and the Metropolitan Museum in New York has made some of its statues available to print.
I think the opportunity for us as an organization is we can help set a model of success that other museums, large and small, can emulate. They can adapt, and utilize for their own purposes. So, you know, we're in an interesting position representing a U.S. president that had very strong roots in the Midwest. So that locally relevant and nationally significant piece is important. But it's, I think, all the more important to be able to make this collection broadly accessible.
Another advantage, the Benjamin Harrison Presidential Site is partnering with the Indiana School for the Blind and Visually Impaired in a pilot project so these students can easily get their hands on pieces of the collection. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.